grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our epistle this evening, in verse 6, the writer to the Hebrews says, "So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" There's a couple of things that we cannot do by ourselves. Most of them are physical, and, well, for me, some things are mathematical. I don't need help with things like my taxes. I can't do them by myself. I don't think I can keep a checkbook by myself. I need help. Or if you're doing some landscaping around your house and you got these big rocks, these boulders, God doesn't give us superhuman strength where we can just reach over and pick up that big old boulder and put it where we want it. We need help. And if you're thinking ahead to these wintry days that may be coming for us, road covered in ice and your car slides off into the side of the road and you hit kind of a bar ditch there and your wheels sink down and you don't get any traction. Well, you can't get out of that by yourself. You got to have someone help you. So you have to call somebody. There's one other thing that we need help to do in this life, and that's to have a child. You can't do that by yourself. Matter of fact, God created us in just so way that in order for us to have a child, we need help. That's why in Genesis chapter 2, God saw fit to make a helper fit for Adam. And that's what it says. It says a helper fit for him. That word helper. Of course, we know that what the helper is. It's a woman. The man needs a woman in order to make a child. And that's how the world populates. That's how the world goes. We have children. We have generations to come. So God made a helper fit for man. And now in Hebrews chapter 13, he says the same word, but he says, "The Lord is my helper." You see, there's a lot of things that we can't do by ourselves. And our salvation is one of them. We can't go to heaven on our own. Left to our own devices, left to our own good works, left to our imagination, if you will. What are we going to do to get ourselves to heaven? You can't wish it to happen. You can't hope for good luck. You can't pay for it. You can't make enough money or steal enough money or become inherently wealthy enough to be able to afford salvation. It has to be given to you, and you need help. You need help to get to heaven. So he says here, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" What can man do to you? Now, man can do a lot of things to us. He can beat us down. We can be beaten. We can be persecuted. We can be made fun of. The buzzword, if you will, of the day is bullied. We can be bullied. We need help. We need help. Because there's always kid bigger than us. There's always somebody bigger than us. There's always going to be somebody richer than me. There's always going to be somebody smarter than you. There's always going to be somebody who has more stuff than you. And there's always going to be somebody who thinks they're more religious than you. So you need some help. We need help. But this guy says, I will not fear. And that's the way he says it. He says, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Because I have the Lord as my helper. Oh, what can you do if the Lord is your helper? You can survive the insanity and sins of this world. You can survive volcanic eruption. You can survive earthquakes and tornadoes and storms. Excuse me. You can even survive death. Death has no hold upon you with God as your helper. So one of those other things that man can do to you, especially that man, Satan, that's another one of that man that's mentioned here. What can man do to me? What can Satan do to you? What did he do to Eve there in the Garden of Eden? He said, did God really say that if you ate that fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden, you're going to die? Did he really say that? So she starts to think, you know, come to think about it, I'm not sure if that's exactly what he said. And that looks pretty good. So she went and took that fruit and ate of it and gave some to Adam. He knew he wasn't supposed to eat that fruit, but hey, if she's doing it, it must be okay. That's what man can do to you. He can create doubt. He can make you think. Now, did God really say that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in that place when his son, Jesus Christ, comes again to judge the living and the dead? There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There will be those without a helper. There will be those who have no hope. Don't doubt. Don't have any doubts. You are a baptized child of God. You have received just tonight the holy absolution. That's not from me. It's from God. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven you. You must believe that this absolution is not mine, but God's given to you. Your helper. And the more often you come to church, the more often you hear those wonderful words, your sins are forgiven you. What can man do to you? But, oh my goodness, what can God do for you as your helper? He can give you salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.